Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, Source Only Sees Well-Being, where I give you the absolute master key to guiding your life to create the health, wealth, joy, abundance, and love that you desire. So I hope you enjoy this video. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. You get something from this video, please share it with your friends. Comment, tell me how much you love it. Go visit me at Zakiron.com for lots more audios and videos for your awesome empowerment to create your desires into physical reality. Go get yourself a free copy of my Master Keys of Freedom to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life. Go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. Source only sees well-being. Every single person is constantly receiving divine guidance in the form of good feelings or bad feelings, because Source, God, universe, whatever you want to call it, is always focused upon goodness and well-being. Source, God, is always focused upon abundance and love and health and everything good. So Source is always focused upon what you want, upon the solutions to your problems. Source never looks at the problem, because that would constantly energize the problem and solutions could never arrive. If Source, God, focused upon problems, then there would be no growth and no expansion and no evolution, and then life would dissolve and de-evolve and cease to exist. And Source's constant and never-ending fascination upon growth and expansion ensures your growth and your expansion and your evolution, as well as your immortality. And the only time anyone gets in trouble, so to speak, is when they resist the natural state of creation and the natural state of Source, God, Goddess, all that is, which is well-being and abundance. And when humans focus upon disease, conflict, and unwanted things, it always feels bad when you think about unwanted things, because Source is never thinking about unwanted things. And anytime you're thinking in contrary ways to Source, you will always feel bad. That is because you are not separate from Source. You are not separate from your Source. So thinking in limited ways is basically thinking contrary to yourself. So it feels bad to be split in your consciousness, as it were. And your Source is completely unlimited. I repeat, your Source is completely unlimited. So when you think in limited ways, you are thinking contrarily to your unlimited Source essence, your natural way of being, which is unlimited. So whatever you need, the solution is always instantly available to you, because your Source is instantly focused upon the solution as soon as you experience contrast and have a desire for improvement. So you are receiving guidance instantly to head in the direction of the solution, because your Source has instantly created the solution vibrationally. Whatever you want or need, you as Source is vibrating that solution, and that vibration is calling you towards it. And it is easy to know when you are heading in the right direction, because you feel good. You feel good because you are in alignment with your Source and in alignment with your desire. You are heading in the direction as your Source is vibrating and has already created. But when you feel bad, you are heading in the wrong direction, because you are thinking about the problem, not the solution. You're thinking about what is, not what is to become that was launched from your rockets of desire. You're thinking about what you don't want rather than what you do want. So it is easy to guide yourself so that you can create a healthy, wealthy, and happy life by just thinking, saying, and doing what feels good. If it feels good, that is where Source is guiding you. If it feels bad, that is not where your Source is guiding you. So, what feels good? To think about the problem or to think about the solution? What feels good? To think about what you dislike, don't want, and a lack of what you do want, or to think about what you do like and do want and appreciate and having an abundance of what you want and enjoying the deliciousness of being, doing, and having what you want. What feels better? What feels good? To complain about things you hate or to talk about things you love and appreciate? This is just self-guidance 101, something that you should have been taught in schools, but unfortunately most people are ignorant of the law of attraction and ignorant of the power that they have to create whatever they want just by doing, thinking, and saying what feels good. So if you want to create for yourself and your family a life of complete joy, fun, freedom, health, wealth, and abundance, then become a 21st century hippie and just relentlessly think, say, and do what feels good. If it feels good, do it. If it feels good, think it and keep thinking it. And become divinely selfish, where the most important thing in your life is to feel good and feel better. To keep feeling good, keep feeling better. Make feeling good more important than pleasing other people. Give yourself a break and make your only job to have fun and feel good. Make your only job to get into alignment with your own source by focusing on the joy of being, doing, and having what you want in your life. The purpose of life is joy, and you are here for the joy of creation, and it is time to start having fun. So get busy having fun. That's an order. Thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from this, please comment, share it with your friends. Tell me how much you love it. Bless your friends with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, videos, podcasts, coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious creator of reality, to create the absolute amazing life of your dreams at zakhyron.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you are struggling right now financially, lost your job, like to travel again in the future, sick and tired of living a life that you don't want to live, want to create freedom that you deserve, let's you and I get together. Let me show you a quick 2-minute video about how you can ensure your financial security right now. Go to ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. I'll guide you the entire way to help you and your family ensure your financial security. Let's you and I lock arms together and play together. Let's work together and let's radically improve the quality of your life and help you help other people improve the quality of their life and help you make your dreams come true. My name is Zakhyron and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!